Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Hadith Sharif says, this wealth is good in appearance and enjoyable, but only he who gets it in a halal way will be blessed in it. Sharif says, what an excellent place is this world for him who makes it useful for the akhirah and earns with it the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How evil this world is for him who it stops from preparing for the akhirah and then fails to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many ahadith which say that worldly wealth is not bad in itself. In fact, many ahadith show that wealth can be useful if used. Many ahadith encourage us to earn wealth in a halal way. However, since wealth can be very harmful, many ayat and ahadith warn us about collecting lots of wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, He protects him from the world, just as sometimes we stop a sick person from water. Everybody knows that water is very important for life and that no one can live without it. But if a doctor says that water is harmful for a patient, we use all different ways to stop him from it. The same is for wealth. Extra wealth will harm our souls, our hearts. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, can any one of you walk on water without getting his feet wet? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum replied that no one could do so. He then said, similarly, it is difficult for a worldly person to save himself from sins. We see that most of the sins and problems of the heart, namely miserliness, jealousy, pride, boasting, hatred, etc., are usually caused by excessive wealth. Similarly, other sins like immorality, drinking, gambling, interest, and others are also caused by excessive wealth. People's hearts love money so much that the more they get, the more greedy they become. There are many hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining this. For example, if anyone owned wealth equal to two values of gold, he would wish for a third. No one is happy with any amount of wealth, however great it may be, except for a few blessed people. In the Quran Majid and in the hadith, we are advised to learn contentment so that our craving for wealth should decrease. There are many hadith encouraging us to be patient in difficult times. Very often we suffer poverty because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides some good in it for us. Whenever people have lots of wealth, there will always be riots and problems. Possessing extra wealth is undesirable, yet people have a weakness for it. SubhanAllah.